Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley.
And I'm Jake Sherman. There's one big stat that jumps out at us this morning. Barring a miracle, President Donald Trump will get through one-third of his first year in the White House without a single major legislative accomplishment.
That's right, Vice President Mike Pence's shuttle diplomacy, a last-ditch effort to try and restart Republicans' Obamacare repeal, has not yielded any miraculous results. And for all that talk of infrastructure and tax reform, that's a long ways away from actually becoming law.
Several high-level Republican aides in the Capitol tell us this. The White House would be well served to put forward a framework for legislation it would like to pass and let Congress write packages to fit the guidelines. That goes for infrastructure, tax reform, and any other legislative priority it has.
We've got some things to watch this morning on the Democratic side of the aisle. House Democratic leaders are huddling this morning with their caucus to discuss health care and what fixes to Obamacare they would work on. And House Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady is slated to meet with his panel's Democratic members to discuss the outlines of tax reform.
On the world stage, the AP is reporting that North Korea fired a ballistic missile ahead of the Chinese president's visit with Trump. Gayle King scored an interview with Ivanka Trump where Ivanka said she wants to be a force for good and make a positive impact in the administration. And BuzzFeed is reporting that Jared Kushner secretly met with Muslim leaders weeks before the travel ban was instituted.
We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll that shows voters do not want a government shutdown. 65% of voters said that Congress should take all necessary steps to avoid a government shutdown. Another highlight from the poll, 56% of voters said they had not heard of the conservative House Freedom Caucus.
Our colleagues John Bresnahan and Burgess Everett have a story this morning on how Neil Gorsuch borrowed from other authors, copying the structure and language used by several authors. He failed to cite source material in his book and in an academic article. The White House is pushing back on the story.
And we've got the results of our first playbook pool. The winner is Jenny Pinkelman of Missouri with 316 total points. David Rodriguez of Massachusetts finished a close second with 314 points, followed by Kevin Towell of Massachusetts, Elena Ramirez of D.C., and Josh Golka of California. Also, respect to our own Politico publisher and CEO, Robert Albritton, who finished with an impressive 290 points, 13th place overall, calling 75% of the games correctly. Thanks to everyone for playing. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.